on my heart, and I want to talk to all you wonderful people watching today about the importance of prayer in the hour we're living in. The Bible declares in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33 and verse 3, "Call unto me," God says, "and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Notice what the Bible says. Call unto me and I will show, I will reveal to you things you do not know, things you have not seen. Prayer is so important that the Bible says in Psalm 34, verse 17, "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles." Think about the troubles we're in today on earth. Think about the troubles in your home and family. "The righteous cry, and the Lord hears the righteous and delivers them out of all," not just some, not most, "all their troubles." Now, the wicked do not pray. But, you know, the Bible gives us some frightening warnings about prayerless people. When people do not pray, and the ones really who do not pray according to the Word of God are people that want nothing to do with God, nothing whatsoever. But I think there's a danger that when a believer becomes prayerless, these same results I'm about to show you from Job 21 will happen in their life too. Look what it says, Job 21, verse 7. "Wherefore do the wicked live? Why do they live and become old? Why do they become mighty in power?" Now watch what it says down in verse 14. "Therefore they say unto God, depart from us. We desire not the knowledge of thy ways." Now, wait a minute. If we go back to verse 7, it says that these wicked people live to be old. Think about that. They actually live long lives. They are mighty in power, natural power, earthly power. But watch what happens later when they refuse to pray, where they say in verse 14, Job 21, they say unto God, "Depart from us. We desire not the knowledge of thy ways." And then they say in verse 15, "What is the Almighty that we should serve him? What profit should we have if we pray unto him?" Now notice the results. Verse 16, "Lo, their good is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me." In other words, they may live old, but God will not bless them. They will live in misery, in bondage, in sin, in darkness, and in death. Because it says, their good is not in their hand, meaning their prosperity, that word good is prosperity, is not in their hand, because God will take it away from them, just like that. "The counsel of the wicked is far from me." So what really happens here is, the second someone is prayerless, they lose counsel. For it says, "The counsel of the wicked is far from me." God is not giving them any counsel. They're on their own. Verse 17, "How often is the candle of the wicked put out?" Think about that. When people don't pray, there is no light in their life. There is darkness. "How often is the candle of the wicked put out? How often comes their destruction upon them?" Not only there's no counsel, there's no light, and now it says their destruction comes, meaning no protection, no counsel, no light, no protection when people don't pray. And then it says, "God distributeth sorrows in his anger." Such destruction comes upon them. Literally, all they live in is sorrow for the rest of their life, even though they may live long. Who wants to live long and live in sorrow all the days of their life? Come on, please. Verse 18, they are as stubble before the wind, as the chaff that the storm carrieth away. No preservation, so no counsel, no light, no protection, and now no preservation because they don't pray. People who don't pray cannot be preserved by the Lord. Look at verse 19. God layeth up his iniquity for his children. He rewardeth him and he shall know it. You know what that means? No mercy on him or even his family because of prayerlessness. When people don't pray, they're asking for trouble. Verse 20, his eyes shall see his destruction. He shall drink of the wrath of the Almighty. Think about the wrath of God on that person's life. I mean, who wants to have all this judgment just because they don't want to pray? They said to the Lord, depart from us. We don't want your knowledge. Why should we pray? Why should we seek you, Lord? And that's what they get for it. Now, the wicked don't pray because really they don't fear the Lord. If you look at Job 15 and you look at verse 4, there's a very amazing verse. It says, yea, thou castest off fear and restraineth prayer before God. If there's no fear in your life, no prayer is in your life. What else? Well, Job 27 and verse 10 is another most revealing thing about people who just have no desire to pray. And not only is it that they don't fear God, look what Job 27 verse 10 says. Will he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he always call upon God? So people who don't delight in God don't pray either. So when someone doesn't love the Lord, he doesn't pray. And you know, they have not prayed also because they have no knowledge of the Lord. That's in Psalm 14 verse 4. In fact, we really need to look at it because I think it's important. You see every scripture and you see the danger of not praying. That's why I'm talking to you today, because I think it's time we pray so God can bless us. In verse 4, Psalm 14, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? Here are people who just have no knowledge of God, and that's why they just don't pray. So people that don't know the word will not pray. And finally, Zephaniah 1:16, a most revealing portion of why people don't pray. Sorry, Zephaniah 1 and verse 6. Zephaniah 1:6 says, and them that are turned back from the Lord, and those that have not sought the Lord, nor inquired for him. So they don't pray because they turned away from God. So when someone leaves the faith, they don't pray. But the judgment I just showed you earlier in Job 21, that's frightening. So now, those who pray, what happens when you pray? Okay, let's look at the good news now when you pray. Let's look at Job 28. Let's look at verse 7 and verse 8. There's so much in the book of Job. It's really amazing. Verse 7, verse 8, and then I'm going to read verse 9. There is a path which no fowl knoweth. Whoa, that's amazing. Which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. He putteth forth his hand upon the rock. He overturneth the mountains by the roots. Now, I'm going to say something to you that's powerful. The Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, Psalm 91, dwells under the shadow of the Almighty, a place of protection and beauty. Now, when you read this verse 7 of Job 28, it says there is a path, there is a place that no fowl knoweth, no vulture's eye has seen. What is that place? It's that hiding place. It's that place of absolute protection in the spirit. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. That place of waiting upon the Lord. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, not visit, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's every day, that's every hour, that's every minute. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, he is my fortress, he is my God, in him I trust. And then later 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand. It shall not, that's the promise of God. It shall not come nigh unto thee. So when you read Job, and you read this amazing portion, Job 28 verse 7, there is a path which no fowl knoweth. The demonic cannot find that secret place. That's why it's called secret place. The vulture's eye hath not seen it. They don't even know how to find it. The lion's whelps, these demonic powers, have not trodden it. Or the fierce lion, Satan himself, passed by it. Because it's the secret place. So when you begin to pray, God hides you. He hides you from the fowls. He hides you from the vultures. He hides you from lions, whelps, demons. He hides you from the fierce lion who cannot find you. When you find that blessed place that only prayer brings, the presence of the Lord, no one can find you. The devil cannot. You know, the Bible talks about, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after thee. You know, and the animal, the deer, knows that whatever animal is chasing it, he's smelling the scent of that deer. The second a deer finds water and jumps in it, the scent is lost. So when we find the presence of God, as we call upon him, as we fellowship with him, as we worship him, our scent is lost. Yay. And no enemy can find us. That's why it says, no fowl knoweth, no vulture's eye has seen, the lion's whelps have not trodden, the fierce lion doesn't even know where it is to pass by it. Now, this amazing verse 9. God, he putteth forth his hand upon the rock. He overturns the mountains by the roots. When you pray, God begins to make a way for you where there was no way before. He puts his hand on a rock. He overturns the mountains. Wow. So now in verse 10 it says, he cuts out rivers among the rocks. His eye seeth every precious thing. He's making a way, and not only is he making a way, he's bringing rivers your way. God begins to make a way for you when there was no way. You know that old song? God will make a way where there seems to be no way. No, God will always make a way when you pray. Yay, hallelujah. And then he cuts out rivers among the rocks. Suddenly the rivers of God begins coming your way to bless you. And God begins to see every precious thing in your life. He starts revealing his word to you. God reveals His beauty to you. God reveals His heart to you. God begins to see every precious thing He wants to give you. And then verse 11, He binds the floods from overflowing, that the floods will not come back on you. You'll be spared. And the thing that is hid, He brings forth to light. Think about all these promises just when we pray. Now, I'm going to say something. In Proverbs, there's an amazing verse. Proverbs 27 and verse 12. You know, God sometimes will talk to you and I through dreams when we're half in, half out, you know, we're about to fall asleep. And God begins to show us things. Maybe it's a blessing coming. Or maybe it's danger coming. Look what it happens. Look what happens when we pray. Verse 12. A prudent man, a wise man, foreseeth the evil. So there are times when you are half asleep and half awake, or maybe you're asleep, and God shows you something bad coming your way. If that man hides himself, if that man hides himself and pray, it says he will be spared the evil coming. But if he does not hide himself, he'll be punished. Here's what it says. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hides himself. But the simple or the foolish pass on. And they are punished. Have you ever felt something in your being not to go somewhere? Have you ever felt some danger, maybe on the road when you're in the car? If you call upon the Lord, you'll be spared that danger. But if you don't, it'll come. I will never forget, never forget. I was on the 405 one time. And I just felt, I just sensed, I should not leave at that moment. And I prayed, Lord, protect me. This is not your will. And I just felt to go an hour later. God spared my life because of that one prayer. Had I been on that highway,